doesn't, I already ran out of Zoom room. We're good?
We're good.
Okay, there we go. Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Let's finish Beitza together. Mazel tov to everybody on the Siyum of Maseches Beitza. Today's daf was Beitza daf mem. We left off for the Siyum, just the very last Gemara, the very last Mishnah Gemara on the bottom of Mem Amud Aleph. So excited to be celebrating the Siyum with Rav Avi, with Noah, with Stephen, with Mati, with Michael, with Chaim, with Donnie Langsam, with Svika, with Dr. Ron, with Dr. J, with Dr. Joe online. We got Mordechai, we got Rav Dov, Chanachenach, and my brother Daniel Isaac in Bergenfield. We got Ruben, Jonathan, Dr. Mati is joining us. And here he is. Gershon Eitan's joining us. And a few other people I don't exactly know. It looks like Hodiah Langsam's on here also. And Gal, who, sorry? No. Your mom. Okay, mom have a lot of nachas from Donnie. Really amazing. And I don't know who Galaxy S10 is, but whoever you are, it's a pleasure to have you as well. Okay, what a tremendous accomplishment. We got to keep finishing Masechtas, keep on enjoying. And let's just read the last Mishnah Gemara, then I'll say something a little bit in honor of the Siyum. Says the last Mishnah in Maseches Beitza. Ein mashkin v'shochtin es hamidbarios. You're not allowed to give water or shecht these wild animals, midbarios, animals that we'll see don't come back every night to your barn. They just sort of hang out in the wilderness. They're your animals, but they roam free for like months at a time. Avo mashkin v'shochtin es habaisos. But you are allowed to give water to and shecht on yontif domesticated animals. Even they go out to the wild. They might go out to the wild during the day, but they come back to you at night. The Gemara is going to say, Eloin baisos halonos be'ir, that when they sleep within the tchum of the city. Midbarios halonos ba'afar, they generally don't come back to the city. They hang out for long periods of time in the wilderness. Says the Gemara, Lovely Lamemar Mashkin Beshochtin. What do you mean you could feed them water? What isser is involved in feeding an animal water? Feeding an animal water, if it's your animal, so of course you're allowed to feed it water on Yantav. It says, even the Midbarios is you're not allowed to feed it water. What's the problem? What's the isser? There's no isser at all. Says the Gemara, you're right. The water in the Mishnah is not coming to teach me a heter or an isser at all. It's obviously permissible. Rather, it's there for a totally different reason. It's a nice idea to give your animal water before shechting it mishum sircha demashcha. Apparently, the more water the animal drinks, the easier it's going to be to skin the skin off the animal. Welcome chayim. The more. So therefore, it's just telling you a good piece of advice. Before you shech the animal, feed it some water to drink, so that it'll be easy to shech. Tana Rabbanan. Elohim Midbarios, Elohim Baisos. Midbarios, Kol Shiyotzes Pesach. Wow. The wild animals, they leave the house around Pesach time. Winter time, they're going to be around you. They need the warmth. But after Pesach, they just go out into the wild. V'roos Ba'afar. V'nechnasos B'ruvia Rishona. A Dafiomi coincidence. Here we go. When do they come back in? In the Ruvia Rishona. What's the Ruvia Rishona? The first rainfall. When's that? The first week of Ma'cheshvan. Boom, there we go. Look at that Daf Yomi coincidence. For Revia Rishona, that's when they come back. They're out in the wild all the way from Pesach, May, June, July, August, September, October, till Cheshvan. That's what Rashi says. I didn't make it up. Mar Cheshvan, right in the beginning of Mar Cheshvan. When they come back, that's when the first rain start falling. Right after Yontif. For Revia Rishona, the Elohim Baisos. Thank you to Yaakov Applebaum for pointing that out, but Baruch Shekivanti, I was machav into it also. I'm going to tell, speaking of Yaakov Applebaum, I'm going to announce in a minute who will be sponsoring the Siyum. I'll do that in a second. And all the Eloi Nishmas of various people, we'll get to there in a minute. So, Ve'elim Baisos, Kol Sheyotzos, Veros Chutz L'Tchum, Ubois V'lonis V'soch HaTchum. Every night they come back within the Tchum of the city. That's the domesticated ones. Rebbe Omer, no. Elu Baisosin. Wow. Even those animals that spend 6 months out in the wild, but they come back in Mar Cheshvan, I was at a kiddush yesterday. We made a kiddush for my granddaughter in Passaic, New Jersey. I was at a kiddush. Some guy comes over to me. He says, "Do you like Shlomo Carbach's music?" I said, "Yeah, I like Shlomo Carbach's music very much." He says to me, you know, this is a big month for Shlomo Carbach." I said, "What do you mean?" "No, it's his yard site this month." He says, "You know, everyone calls it Mar Cheshvan. I don't think it's Mar Cheshvan. It's not a Mar Cheshvan. Shlomo Carbach's yard site happened to be Mar Cheshvan." Anyway, that's what the guy told me at the kiddush yesterday. So he has a point. Lamaisi has a point. But everyone else in the world calls it Mar Cheshvan, despite the yard site. But anyway, Elu ve'elu b'isasein. He says even the ones that go out into the wild are also domesticated. Ela Elohim midbarios kol sheyotzos v'ros ba'afar ve'ein nichnas l'yishev klal. They don't come back to the yishev at all. That's the midbarios. Lo b'mosachav v'lo b'sagshamim. Not in the winter, not in the summer. They come back every once in a while, but there's no set time that they come back. Now, from the fact that Rebbe disagrees with this price, and he includes... But he says there's some animals that are called midbarios. Sounds like at least there's some animals that you're not allowed to shecht because since they're midbarios, so they're considered to be muktzah, right? Because you were not intending on having those animals to be back in there. You never know when they're coming back. They're in the wild all the time. So it sounds like Rebbe at least agrees in principle. I mean, again, if the animal would show up on Yontif, Rebbe would say, "Sorry, you can't shecht it because it's a midbarios." Does that mean Rebbe holds a muktzah? Ask the Gemara, well, me is Leila Rebbe Muktzah. Does Rebbe really hold of the whole institution of Muktzah? V'habay mini Rebbe Shimon bar Rebbe may Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon, the son of Rebbe, asked the Tata, he asked his father, Patzile Tamara, a certain type of date which do not ripen on the tree. So they would gather them off the tree and put them into these vessels and wait a long time until they finally heat up and ripen. So again, these things are like, you know, they're like a long term. You're not going to eat them for a long term. L'Rabbi Shimon Mahu, Rabbi Shimon, who does not hold a muktzah, would he say that you're allowed to eat these dates even before they're fully ripe? Because some people might eat them at that time. Amalei, so Rabbi said to his son, Ein muktzah l'Rabbi Shimon, elo grogros v'tzimukin bilvad. Rabbi Shimon only holds that those figs and grapes that you bring them up to the roof to dry them out long term, that's the only situation of muktzah. This is the only issue of muktzah because these things, there's two reasons that they're being muktzah. Number one, he was doicha them biyadayim by putting them up on the roof. And number two, people don't really eat them. They don't eat them in that stage. So therefore, now, from the fact that Rebbe answered him with Reb Shimon's shita, right? His son asked him, what does Reb Shimon hold about this muktzah? And he said, he was talking within the opinion of Reb Shimon. So from the fact that Rebbe, so what are you talking about? You got to make up your mind. Does Rebbe hold like Rebbe Yehuda or does Rebbe hold like Rebbe Shimon? It sounds like Rebbe himself held like Rebbe Shimon. That the only isser of muktzah is if you're docha biyadayim, like grogos v'tzimukim, you're going to push it up to the roof. But everything else, the midbarios, you weren't docha them biyadayim. So it should be, he should hold like Rebbe Shimon, should hold that those should be okay. You weren't docha them biyadayim. So behemoth midbarios, there should be no issur of muktzah at all, according to Rebbe Shimon. And therefore, according to Rebbe, subscribes to Rebbe Shimon's shita. So what do you mean? How can you tell me that Rebbe holds? So the Gemara gives three answers to this kasha, and with this we complete the Masechta. First answer. Ibaisema hani nami the kigrogus v'tzimukin dami. No, these wild animals, according to Rebbe, are so out of mind, out of sight. These animals are so, even Rebbe Shimon would agree that these deadline mamas like grogus v'tzimukin, they're so far off that chances they're going to come back dafka nyan, that they're out in the desert. So they are so out of your mindset that they're, even Rabbi Shimon would agree, just like Grogos and Tzimukin, I'm out of your mindset. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree that Muktza, he would agree to the Midbaris, and it's such a big bother to bring them back in. It's a headache to find them, Rashi says. It's so difficult to get, so it's mamish like your docha them be a dying. In your mind, you're not thinking about them at all. That's one answer. Anybody say, Mom? Second answer. No. L'dvar of the Rebbe Shimon come have a leilo sfir le. Simple answer. that he asked him, what's a Rishim and Shita? He answered Rishim and Shita, but just because he answered a Rav Shimon Shita doesn't mean that he necessarily holds a Rav Shimon. He holds a Rav Yehuda, but he was explaining what Rav Shimon would hold about this. Vibayseim, and the third and final answer, really, Rebbe holds, like Rav Shimon, that this would not be Muktza. Aye, so why does he talk about it in the Brice? It sounds like he's holding like Rav Yehuda. No, he doesn't really hold that way about the Midbarios. L'divreim d'rabbanan ka'amar leh. When Rebbe was discussing the Midbarios, he wasn't discussing his own sheet. It's almost the same answer as the second answer, just instead of Rebbe Shimon, it's Rebbe Yehuda. L'divreim d'rabbanan ka'amar leh. Lididi ein muktzah. I hold the Rebbe Shimon. So for me, the Midbarios don't pose any problem at all. El lididchu. But according to you guys, that you hold that there is muktzah, these Midbarios, odli mia, hechel diyotzul rosh v'pesach, v'nechnas v'rim v'shon, the Baisel saying, since they come in at least half the year, they're at home, that shouldn't be considered Midbarios, it should be considered Baisel. Amrulay, and they said, Amrulay, Rabbanu, and they said, no, lo, Midbarios saying, we hold that's Midbarios. He held that within your shita, this should not be considered to be muktzah, and they said, no, we do think, if it only comes in 6 months a year, so that is muktzah. Hajin alach, mashilin, peros, uslika, maseches, beitza. Miles of the I just want to say a few words in honor of the scene. Before I do that, I want to mention, Tzvika, you're going to have to give me your phone. Tzvika, give me your WhatsApp. Say all the people that we... Oh, but, okay. This is going to be a shtickle problem because my phone died like 2 seconds before the shir. And we need all the names of all the people who are sponsoring L'ilui Nishmas. So all the learning tonight is L'ilui Nishmas, these people. Maybe I'll be able to open my WhatsApp. We'll see. But yeah, I know for sure that Yaakov Apfelbaum is sponsoring in memory of Nachman Daniel, Donny Morris. He always sponsors the same in memory of Donny Morris, such a special young man who has unfortunately lost his life last year. So it's learning Le'ili Nishmas Nachman Daniel. I know Avi is sponsoring Le'ili Nishmas, his mother-in-law. Avi, what's the name again?
Esther Freda Bas Yaakov.
Esther Freda Bas Yaakov, thank you so much for the sponsorship. And Michael, you got all the names? Look at your phone, Michael.
Yeah.
Michael is sponsoring
Avram
Ben David HaKohen.
Tova Chaim Bas Yisrael Chaim
Halevi. Tova Chaim Bas Yisrael Chaim Halevi. Tova Chaim. Tova
Chaya.
Bas Chaim Yisrael Halevi.
Svi Hirsch Ben
Yechiel.
And
Shmuel Gedalia Ben Meir Shalom. Shmuel Gedalia Ben Meir Shalom. Dr. Joe, I guess, had to join. Dr. Joe, can you... Okay, Dr. Joe is also sponsoring in memory of his mother's yard sale, which is, I think, tomorrow night.
Monday night, tomorrow night.
Okay, do you have it in the thing there? Just get your WhatsApp, see. Let's say the name. Apologize, my phone mom's died. Thank you. Good, here we go. Dr. Ron is sponsoring also. Dr. Joe for his mother's yard sale on Monday night. Fredel Bas from Yosef Halevi. We got Avi and the Langsam family in honor of Donnie finishing the Masechta.
Right, Donnie.
Wow, Donnie, you only got 7 years left, Donnie. 7.5 years left. We mentioned already. Okay, good. I think that's everybody. Good. We got it. Good. Now, I just wanted to just briefly say over, just to give a little chizuk, a few seconds of chizuk here, because and you all know which Gemara and Beitza I'm going to be speaking about. I mean, there's no question about that one. We're talking about Chaf Hei. The Gemara in Chaf Hei is unbelievable Gemara, where the Gemara says that why was the Torah given to Klal Yisrael? The Torah was given to Klal Yisrael because they were Azinim, because we are a tough people. We are a brazen people. Unbelievable Gemara on Chaf Hei and Beitza.
Rameir.
Yeah. So, what did the Gemara say over there? The Gemara said, Tana Mishmei de Rabbi Meir. Mepnei ma nitna Torah Yisrael. Why was the Torah given to the Jewish people? Mepnei shehein azin. Unbelievable Gemara. Because we are a tough, stiff-necked people. So, in the Shir, we quoted a number of explanations, but we'll just go a little bit more into it. Rashi says that this Gemara means that it's actually to calm down the Jewish people. That Torah refines a person. So being an Az, being brazen, is not a good midah. And the Torah refines a person. So the Torah takes away your brazenness. Because you have to work so hard at learning, it takes away your brazenness. And the more a person studies Torah, the less he's involved, he's interested in material and physical things. And the more his mind and his body are headed towards spiritual things. But the Marsha doesn't say it as a negative, right? The way Rashi learns the Gemara, and many we've shown him learn, it's like a negative. We're saying the reason why the Torah is given to Klal Yisrael is because we need the Torah, because we're so brazen, and that's why we need Torah to like calm us down. But the Marsha says not that way. The Marsha says no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspended a mountain over us. Now all the other nations, he said to them, you want the Torah, they denied it. And then Hashem came to Klal Yisrael, and he suspended the mountain over us. But why did he suspend the mountain over us? He could. And the guy asked, Gemara says, Avodah Zarah. You don't want to know why we didn't accept Torah? Well, then you suspended the mountain over us. You didn't do that too. So the answer is in our Gemara. So they're asking, why did he do it? No. Because Klal Yisrael has Azus. So number one, you need Azus for the study of Torah. My gosh, for Daf Yomi, you need Azus. Man, do you need Azus? You need to be tough. You need to have consistency. You need to say that it's going to be, I don't care whatever else is going on in my life. The Torah is my priority. Every day, a few minutes of Torah is my priority. It comes in front of everything else. This is Azus. You need brazenness. You need toughness. You need mental toughness for that. So Torah study can only be, and this fits in also beautifully with a comment of the Tolbus Yaakov. Sefer Tolbus Yaakov, he asks, what do you mean there's a Havamina that the whole world was created for Klal Yisrael to have the mitzvahs? What's the whole Havamina? Why did Hashem give Klal Yisrael the Torah? So he says, no, it's not about the mitzvahs. Rabbi Meir doesn't mean about the giving of the Torah, the giving of the Tariq mitzvahs. Tariq mitzvahs for sure is Klal Yisrael. But why, in addition to Tariq mitzvahs, is there something called Limud HaTorah? Why is there specifically Limud HaTorah? No, Hashem could have just given us mitzvahs. We would have had a book of do's and don'ts. We would have had a law book. And we would keep the laws, and that would be good enough. Why did he give them the Iyun and Esek HaTorah? Why do you have to sit there and learn daf after daf? We could just tell me what to do, Rabbi. I know what to do. That's enough. No, but Talmud Torah, that's Mepeshin Azin. Meaning that dafka through the Iyun and the Esek HaTorah, that's exactly what causes Klal Yisrael to be so refined. If that's what causes our hearts to be opened up, our whole essences and bodies to become more spiritual. It's dafka through Limud HaTorah. And the Ramban, in his commentary on the Chumash, sort of puts these two ideas together. The idea that Azus is a bad thing and the idea that Azus is a good thing puts them together in a very beautiful way. And Achronim also talk about this. He says that it's not just about Kabbalah HaTorah, but it's the fact, in order for us to be, the two ideas sort of complement one another. We need Torah, and the Torah needs us. And that's, it goes both ways, the Ramban seems to say, the way that Achronim understand it. On the one hand, we since we are Azim, so to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chosen people, you need Azus, you need a little bit of intensity. Because when things go badly, and when things aren't, it's not going the right way. So if you're going to stick with Yiddishkeit, you got to be somebody who's got that azus, that tremendous fortitude and brazenness to say, even when things go badly, even when chas v'shalom this tragedy or bad things happen, we're still going to stick with the Ribono Shlom. And so that azus is positive, but because we have that azus, we also need the Torah to calm us down. So it goes in both directions. The Ramban seems to say, we need the Azus to be Jews, but we need the Torah to refine us. So you need Azus for Torah, and you need the Torah for the Azus. The Ramban says both ways. And I just thought this was a very, very powerful and a special way to end Maseches Beitza. Maseches Beitza was not easy. It required a lot of Azus to understand Maseches Beitza. I hope to have a little review. We're gonna have a review in a couple of seconds. But first we'll read the Hadron, and I just give a bracha to myself and to all of us, that the beauty
of the Torah study, which only comes through Azus, right? The thing about Torah study is you can only get the beauty once you put in the Azus, once you put in the hard work. Yagatu Matsas, we speak about this pretty much at every scene, but here this Gemara Mamash talks about that. It requires Azus. It requires intensity. It requires brazenness. It requires toughness, mental toughness, physical toughness, to go through daf after daf each day, to wake up early in the morning, to learn. But it's so important for us and so good for us and defines us and helps bring out the neshama tahora that everybody has inside. So we need the Torah, but the Torah to bring it out in us. But the Torah also needs us, dafka klal Yisrael, who are made from that brazenness, and dafka the ones who can do it. So the Ramban beautifully ties both of them together. So let's read the Hadron. Hadron Alach. Hadron Alach. Mashilin, Slikalach, Meseches, Beitzah. Anybody wants to join me, feel free to join me in the Hadron. You certainly earned it. Hadron Alach, Meseches, Beitzah, Hadron Alach, Dadron Alach, Meseches, Beitzah, Dadron Alach, Lo Nisan Yemin Alach, Meseches, Beitzah, Latishim, Yenon, Lo Ba'am Adim, Lo Ba'am Da'asim. Hadron Alach, Meseches, Beitzah, Hadron Alach, Dadron Alach, Meseches, Beitzah, Dadron Alach, Lo Nisan Yemin Alach, Meseches, Beitzah, Hadron Alach, Latishim, Yenon, Lo Ba'am Adim, Lo Ba'am Da'asim. Hadron Alach, Meseches, Beitzah, Hadron Alach, Dadron Alach, Meseches, Beitzah, Dadron Alach, Lo Nisan Yemin Alach, Meseches, Beitzah, Lo Latishim, Yenon, Lo Ba'am Adim, Lo Ba'am Da'asim, Yotzom Fenechem, El Hen Levasai, Yosenu. Shehet Rasko wanna say Balam Azef Tay Manal Mabah, Hanina by Papa, Rami by Papa, Nachman by Papa, Achoy by Papa, Abba Mari by Papa, Rafa by Papa, Rachid by Papa, Surka by Papa, Ada by Papa, Dara by Papa. Harav Nana is the race or Zam Bafinu Vyosam Khabi Selvania Kulano Nachtam Sesam Khabis Israel. Kulanu Yode Shabaka Volombe Sorasakha may or Vite Hakmini Sosakha, Hilo Alam Hili. Hili be some in Bukakalman or Yoshla Omlam Shaku Dakhivam Khisani. Baruch Ato Adonai Lamdinu Chukecha Amen 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 Selavai. Modi Menachem Fanecha Nel Hainu Lev Asenu She Samta Chel Keinu Miyoshe Vissa Medrish Velo Samta Chel Keinu Miyoshe Kronos Shana Mashkim Vehe Mashkim Ano Mashkim Lundirvei Torah Vehe Mashkim Lundvarim Betelim Ano Amelim Vehe Amelim Ano Amelim Kam Mishchai Vehe Amelim Vehe Amelim Kam Mishchai Ano Ratzim Yuratzim 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 Chaylam Ba Vehe Ratzim Bereshach Shemar Vata Alim Tovidim Lev Shachat An Shidom Vimba Lo Hexim Yimei Ani Avtak Bach Yuratzim Fanecha Nel Hai Kishim Shazatani Sain Mesechus Beitza Kain Tazin Haskam Sakhus Ram Khaim Ul Saiba Mumalam in the Shramalasas Lakaim is called Divre, Salmon to Sakaba Ahava, who's the Huskala Taram Ram Tamid Kham Yamalin Zari Shal Tomash Atorim P, Ubi P Zari, Vizera Zari, Ad Olam, with the sky be Besalecha Katan Chausach, Bishapacha to Shmar Alecha, Maki Tosi Tisichacha. Give your brother Mechav Yosif Lukashnos Chaim, Orikhara Bibinia, Bibinam Smolo Shab Chavod, and I owe Zamo Yitain on every rex of Moba Shalom.
Mazel tov, yeah, I'm gonna call you so. I sing it down. mazel tov, oh mazel tov, a simen tov, yeh, lamnu alipo yisroel. Ha 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 ha. Toiras Hashem Temima, 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 Toiras Hashem Temima,
okay. It's pretty late. Okay. I guess